Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Success from the Field, a special feature of NetworkWealth.com, the online resource for solo entrepreneurs and home-based businesses. I'm your host, William Eisenbrandt, editor at NetworkWealth.com and author of the award-winning book, Why Do My Employees Hate Me? Success from the Field offers you a glimpse into the real-world successes of prominent experts, consultants, authors, and small business owners. And today we're talking to Jane Latz, CEO of Corporate Speech Solutions. Jane is a communications changemaker with roots going back to her days lecturing at NYU. In today's ever-changing and fast-moving global business structure, effective and clear communication is key. Jane and her expert team of corporate speech language pathologists don't accept communication barriers for what they are. Instead, they work with individuals and within group training sessions to advance and promote employee, client, and corporate affiliation. As a company that promotes communication strategies to build better businesses, Corporate Speech Solutions grants companies the benefit of concise communications practices through speech training, accent reduction, and valuable communication practices, affording companies an advantage to progress both internal and external dialogue and relationships. Jane, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me, Will. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, absolutely. So, corporate speech, are we talking about all of the little conversations that we have in business all of the time, or are we talking about getting up in front of audience and giving that presentation type of speech? What is it that you're focusing in on?
Professional communication skills. I heard a fabulous quote a couple of weeks ago from Patricia Fripp, who's a professional speaker, and she said, which is relevant to this question, that public speaking is everything we do when we leave our home in the morning. So it's every conversation we have from the minute we get on the elevator and we greet a colleague. So it's really about professional speaking skills.
And I think that's a great distinction, because a lot of times when we're talking about communication or we're speaking, we're only thinking of those big events. And we sometimes forget that we have to be careful and concise and really keep that communication all through the day with everybody, all of our stakeholders, employees, vendors, customers, everybody. What's the biggest mistake people make there?
There's not one biggest mistake. There's really, I call it a trifecta, there's three errors that are so common to so many people. One is the tendency to not project their voice and not speak up so that they're barely heard, they're barely audible, and they're not communicating with confidence. The second very common mistake is that people swallow their words, they mumble, and the message is lost. And the third, which is so common to so many people around the globe, is the tendency to speak quickly, which compromises the entire message.
So speaking quickly, I know I have a problem with that every now and then too. Is that a cultural thing? Is that just a nervous thing? How do we overcome something like speaking quickly?
That's a great question. We use a strategic marking system. And what I like to compare it to is, years ago, I used to say to people, you're speaking too fast, you have to slow down. But that's like telling someone, I want to change your personality. People really identify with their fast-talking method. So now I compare it to the person who knows they have to lose 30 pounds but doesn't know how. So that's why the Weight Watchers and the Jenny Craigs and the other programs become so popular, because there's someone who gives them techniques to help them to lose the weight. So our technique is helping them with the strategic marking system. So to explain what that means is, when we introduce ourselves, we have a tendency to say, hi, I'm Jane Latz. Or for you, you know, you rush through the first name and the second name. But in today's world, there are no common names. Jane Latz is about as simple as it gets for maybe people in the United States. So people around the globe may not know that Jane Lass, Jane is what is broken out. So I try to tell people, say Jane Lass. My name is Jane Lass. Just that simple 1 second pause makes all the difference in the world. Think about the people who have 3 syllables in their first name and up to 5 in their last name. If they don't put that 1 second pause in there, how does the listener have any idea what's the first name and what the last name is? And then it goes to the company as well. So again, it's Jane Lass with Corporate Speech Solutions. You see how much more effective it is to just put in that 1 second pause? So that's kind of the first step in learning the strategic marking system.
And that is, that's kind of helping people slow down with that.
Uh-huh.
But as far as that underlying cause, I mean, really, is that just something that we're used to doing, speaking fast, or is it nervousness? Is it what's the underlying issue there that really causes it to happen?
It's nervousness, and what I hear from so many people, it's the fear that if they stop talking, someone's going to jump in and interrupt them and take the platform away from them. So, yes, a lot of it is the nervousness, which is why when I speak with people, I always tell them that our training is about helping people to communicate with greater clarity and confidence, because that confidence is a tremendous skill-building factor.
And you mentioned that as one of the three, you know, kind of main groups of problems people have is that
mm-hmm.
they don't speak up and they don't project that confidence
right.
when they go out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that where if you're not confident about it, you'll mumble or you'll speak quickly or something like that and just try to get it all out and be done.
Exactly.
How do you get that projection of confidence when you're speaking?
Well, it's not a quick fix, obviously. It does take the training and the practice, but probably the number one tool is the diaphragmatic breath, you know, taking a nice breath from the diaphragm. And by the way, if anyone who's listening wants to see this in action, I have video clips. I have blogs on these topics because a strong breath to project vocal confidence is huge. There's a book by Timothy Cagle called The Exceptional Presenter, and he says, and I know that every one of your listeners will nod their head when I say this, that people with strong, powerful voices are perceived as having greater self-confidence than people with softer voices. So it goes back to kind of fake it, you know, until you make it. You know, at least go into a meeting. You know, your audience are small business owners and entrepreneurs, so they're going on sales calls, they're making calls that might make them uncomfortable. Well, take that powerful breath and speak with a strong, dynamic voice to exude confidence even when you're not feeling it.
Oh, that's great. And you have the videos online to kind of help people out. Now, which of the programs that you guys go through, what would you say is your most popular program or the thing that people come to you and ask for help the most with?
Our largest program is that devoted to non-native English speakers, people from around the globe who want to bring their professional speaking skills to the next level. And we call it accent reduction. It is not accent elimination. You know, people often call me and I pick up the phone and they say, I want to get rid of my accent. Well, we're not that person. Our goal isn't to eliminate anyone's accent. Our goal, again, is to help people communicate with greater clarity and confidence. I really encourage everyone to maintain their identity, maintain their heritage. That's what makes, you know, this world a beautiful place right now. But in business, nobody wants to struggle to understand what someone is saying. So people do need to gain the skills to communicate with greater clarity. And I do want to say, well, I'm in the New York metropolitan area. In the past 2 years, we've had a large increase in native New Yorkers who have come to us for accent reduction as well, because there are definitely some characteristics of the New York accent that take away from professional speaking skills. So when I say accent reduction, it's really global. It's for people regional in the United States as well as all over the world. I mean, we've had people who have gone from the north to the south of the United States of America and have had to work to neutralize their accent and vice versa. So it's a very, very effective and proven program.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned, you know, we started talking about international, but even, you know, within the United States, we have so many regional dialects and accents and stuff like that. I could see where that is, but it just made me think, are there preferable accents in business? I mean, I know that you know, when you're watching movies or something like that, sometimes they idolize certain accents as being more professional or more, you know, intelligent sounding. However, are there preferable accents?
Well, I think that we all have a little bit of a preference, and I shouldn't say all, but so many people love the British accent, and I've actually had many calls or occasional calls where people will say, I'd like to learn the British accent, and we're not dialect teachers that are teaching actors. You know, we're professional communication specialists, so we're not teaching different dialects. We're teaching people standard American English. But one funny story is I once had a British individual call me who wanted to eliminate his accent. And I said to him, why would you want to eliminate your accent? You have a tendency to speak quickly, mumble, not articulate. What you want to do is enhance your accent. And he said, oh, that makes sense. But he was so tired of having people ask him to repeat because he was just doing the typical patterns that I had, you know, have mentioned earlier. So we worked to improve his professional speaking skills again so that his accent was there and could be heard and he would be loud and clear.
That's great. We're looking at right now in business and you know, in our home lives and everything else, we're really looking at this major shift to technology-based communication, emails, social media. You know, they're taking such a prominent place in businesses. Are we going to be getting to a point where this interconnection, this public speaking is irrelevant, or will social media be able to handle that? Where are we looking 5 years from now?
At my business growing and doubling, I love, you know, the world of text messaging and people's communication skills breaking down. And, of course, I'm saying this, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek. But as anybody anywhere in the world wants to move up the corporate ladder, there will always be the demand for strong professional communication skills. So I actually see it as leading to a greater need for spoken communication. And in terms of the virtual, the teleconferencing, the Skyping, the WebExing, all of that, there is in fact a greater demand for strong communication skills. And if I may just share with your listeners, we have a wonderful 16-tip a PDF on how to excel on the telephone, and if anyone's listening and wants it, they can certainly email me or, you know, get my email information so that I can send it to them, because I think strong telephone communication skills are going to be more and more critical in 5 years.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you on that, because we do kind of go in waves where we go, let technology do it, and then realize, oops, that's not really going to do everything for us, and we go back to the personal touch and stuff like that. Yeah. And you can really see how communication is breaking down because we're getting used to, you know, five-word texts to try to communicate a thought instead of really explaining what we're thinking there.
Exactly.
In terms of CEOs, business owners, that kind of stuff, Is there a greater need, a special need, some sort of differentiation that they need to make with their communication as opposed to people on the front lines or salespeople?
Yes and no. I guess the first step is to be open and aware, because often, or I should say recently, some of the CEOs that have been referred to me were, in fact, referred to me. They didn't see their issues until they kind of came in somewhat reluctantly. But one of the big changes I wanted to say in our communication is, you know, my business was founded 8 years ago, and 8 years ago, a lot of going back to non-native English speakers, which is, you know, a part of everyday world now, was a non-native English speaker speaking to a native English speaker. But in today's world, and certainly this applies to many CEOs, it is non-native English speaker from India speaking with non-native English speaker from Japan, speaking with non-native English speaker from China, all on a virtual conference call. And it is so important that they are aware that they need to speak with greater clarity, because there are so many different ears. You know, every ear is trained for their language, so people really have to deliver the message. But a great way to give feedback to these CEOs are both audio and visual feedback. My favorite time with new clients, new CEOs, is the first 10 minutes when I either give them the visual feedback or the audio feedback, and they have their aha, wow moment when they realize that they really can benefit and improve their spoken communication skills.
Wow. Yeah. I think especially with business owners and CEOs, is that they're so immersed in the business that they tend to forget about honing their own soft skills. And so they really need to take advantage of some of these tools that you have. Now, where can they go? Where can they find out more information about you and the programs that you're offering?
Our website, because we are a team, is CorporateSpeechSolutions.com, and that's speech, S-P-E-E-C-H, solutions with an S. And I really encourage all the listeners to search for blogs on any topic they can think of. We have a wonderful library of resources. And additionally, we have fantastic YouTubes on many, many topics as well. So there is great learning opportunity for all your listeners, as well as certainly if anyone's interested in our services.
And how many do you have on your team?
We are 5, 2 in a holding pattern due to Mother Nature and babies, but we are a team of 5. We've been together a long time, and everybody has the same training of being a speech pathologist with advanced degrees as accent reduction specialist. And I have to tell you, I'm blessed with a stellar team. And again, for your listeners all over, we do absolutely work with people all over the globe, thanks to the great technology that we've talked about during this interview.
That's absolutely great, Jane. I want to thank you so much for being with us. I hope everybody takes a chance to go out, take a look at the website. Again, it's CorporateSpeechSolutions.com. Is that right, Jane?
Yes. And if anyone wants that PDF on telephone skills, it's just info@CorporateSpeechSolutions.com.
So the email address, info@CorporateSpeechSolutions.com. Please make sure you go over there and take a look at it. I think everybody will benefit from that. And I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Jane, for being here. Thanks for joining us. It's been a great episode. I'm happy everybody was here. Bookmark this page. You'll find more of our podcasts here, or you can find us on iTunes searching Success from the Field. This is Will Eisenberg signing off, and I'm wishing business success to you all.
Thank you so much.